We've been speaking a little bit about the different avodas that take place to bring a karban, and we're now going through really just the process in terms of bringing a karban. So after we spoke about how your mafresh a karban, and after we spoke about shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika, so we spoke last week a little bit about the din of smicha on karbanos. If you remember, the Gemara tells us that with many of the karbanos, in particular, most of the karban yachids that get brought, other than Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach, that's the Mishnah Menachos, a person does smicha on that karban. What that means is that a person comes along, and as the Rambam quotes Lahalacha, we saw this, this is really already in the Gemara, but the Rambam quotes Lahalacha, that the way that a person does smicha is by taking their hands and going Bechol Kocha, with all of your strength, with all of your might, onto the actual karban itself. We spoke last week a little bit in terms of two mehalchim, for the nature of smicha on karbanos. The first mahalach was, it's really just the chiyuv on the bailim. It's not what you would call an avoda at all. It doesn't impact the karban in any sort of meaningful way, one way or the other. It's the same karban. But there's a chiyuv, sometimes the chiyuv on the gavra, that certain people are obligated to do smicha. We suggested that maybe it somehow connects to the idea of kapara. Maybe it connects to the idea of getting some atonement or something along those lines. But it seems to be just a chiyuv on the bailim. That's how it's understood by the Tosfos Harash in Meseches Kiddushin. That seems to be the standard one fact. Just a chiyuv on the bailim. It doesn't impact the karban in any way at all. That fits in very nicely with the fact that there are a variety of karbanos that get offered upon which there is no smicha. Such as, an example, the karban of a non-Jew doesn't have smicha. And it's the same kind of a karban, just a person misses out on the chiyuv ha-bailim. Alternatively, we saw that the Tosfos Rid presumably holds the Meseches Gittin, that it actually is like one of the avodas. That smicha is like one of the avodas on the karbanos. Implicitly in question, which exactly... what kind of an avoda is it? The Gemara in one place refers to it as like the sof hektish. It's an act of being like machtish, the karban. Like we have multiple acts of being machtish. This is machtish, just a little bit more. Or alternatively, is it, as Chazal often point out, it's very much connected to shchita. Is it somehow like part of the shchita? Like smicha and shchita go together and somehow it's connected in that sense. One thing we saw last week upon which we're going to focus, or about which we're going to focus tonight, is the status of women. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Vav that smicha is one of the things which is Noah given ba'anashim velo b'nashim. That men do smicha on karbanos, but women do not do smicha on karbanos. Women do not do smicha on karbanos. The Gemara wonders why is that so. So the Gemara tells because the Torah says, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael v'samach, b'nei Yisrael somchin v'ein b'nos Yisrael somchon. That b'nei Yisrael does smicha, but b'nos Yisrael does not. What I want to try to focus on tonight in the time that we have is the exact status of women with their smicha. The exact status of women with if they do smicha. In general, when women are pater from certain mitzvot, that's maybe always a question that we have. Women, we know, the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, and Daf Chav Tes, the Mishnah there, women are always paturos from mitzvot asei shas man grama. And in many ways, we often have that question. When we say that women are exempt from mitzvot asei shas man grama, so how removed are they? How removed are they? And the way we would ask it now in the context of smicha is to ask a couple of questions. Number one, are women allowed to do smicha if they want to do smicha? Are they allowed to if they want to? Would it be encouraged for women to potentially come along and potentially do it? It's always we think is worthwhile. To ask the question a little bit differently, would we perhaps argue that if a woman would bring a karban, then maybe it's not as good of a karban because a woman's karban lacks smicha. So especially if smicha somehow is not just a chiv on the bailim, but it's like a part of the avoda of a karban, is it possible to argue in a very extreme way that a karban brought by a woman would somehow be a less ideal form of karban because that lacks smicha? Is that possible at all to argue? So we seem to have different explanations or different possibilities. What I want to try to do tonight is to outline a couple of different mahalchim when it comes to the status of women doing smicha. Are they allowed to? Are they not allowed to? What is the status of a karban upon which smicha would not be done. So let's begin as follows. There is a famous machlokas in the Gemara in Meseches Erevin. It's quoted as well in the Gemara Meseches Chagiga on Daf Tes Zayin. And the Gemara's machlokas is whether or not nashim somchos rishus, or nashim, is it usher for them to do smicha? The Gemara quotes a machlokas there in Erevin on Tzadivav Mebeis. Rabbi Yossi says nashim somchos rishus. Rabbi Yossi holds that if women want to, they are allowed to do smicha. They're allowed to do smicha. However, the Gemara quotes other Tanaim who maintain that nashim are in fact not permitted to do smicha, not permitted to do smicha at all. That appears to be a machlokas in the Gemara. But Lachanan points out in the Kovet Shirah Mikidushin and Os Kuf Mem Gimel, Lachanan points out that the Raavad in his commentary on Torah's Kohanim holds that women are not allowed to do smicha, that we hold women can't do smicha for shus, but the majority view of many that we showed in the Shittah of Bali Atos, Fos, and others is that women, if they are so inclined, are allowed to do smicha. Women, if they are so inclined, are allowed to do smicha. So let's begin as follows. Let's begin like this. On the one hand, what would be the problem with women doing smicha? What would be the problem with women doing smicha on a karban? So there's one of two possibilities. One possibility is meduyak a little bit in Rashi there in Erevin, is that maybe we have a concern of the iser of Baal Tosef. That maybe, since a woman is pater from doing it, if she's pater and she's not chayev, so in general, if a person is not obligated at something, maybe, a very expansive definition, or at least a derabbanan kind of Baal Tosef, that if it looks like a person is trying to fulfill a mitzvah, which they are in fact not commanded to fulfill, the same way if I add a 614th mitzvah, so it's not a mitzvah, but I treat it as if it is a mitzvah, that becomes an Isser Baal Tosef. Maybe there be some sort of a Baal Tosef-like Isser taking place. That's how Rashi and Erevin, look at Rashi and Erevin, why it's mutter for women when Rashi is so close with Shus. Rashi says there, in Erevin, sorry, Rashi writes, if I can get it quickly, if not, it's all Rashi says. Shom goes with Shus, the Ein Kan Baal Tosef. That don't worry about Baal Tosef. The issue may be a concern of Baal Tosef, that's why we don't let women do this at all. That would be a very radical idea. That would be essentially saying it is a Baal Tosef-like Isser in lots of cases where people are putter and nevertheless they are machmir upon themselves. But that's the implication there. There may be, however, another reason why we would tell women dafka to not do smicha at all. And that is for the following. The Torah tells us in Dvarim, in Perek Tesvav, Chazal Darshnis and Elaborinus in the Gemara's Masachas Bechoros, that there is an Isser to do avoda bikachim. There's an Isser to do avoda bikachim. That a person is not allowed to work animals or to use animals designated as karbanos. In general, Achronim asked the question at length, well, if there's an Isser to do avoda bikachim, so how come a person is allowed to do smicha? Isn't smicha considered to be avoda bikachim? I'm going with all of my koach to use the animal. I'm using my animal. Isn't that an Isser of avoda bikachim? So we know that it's mutter because the Torah says that you could do it. The question is, why is it mutter? That appears to be a machlokas in the Achronim. The Minchas Chinuch writes in Kuf Tesvav, Katan Gimel, the Turi Evan in Chagiga on Tezayin Mabez, argue, Ein Hachinami, really smicha should be avoda v'kachem, because you're using the animal, using all your strength in the animal. But since the Torah says the mitzvah to do smicha, so that almost like overpowers, that somehow pushes aside the Isser of avoda v'kachem. Alternatively, the Stipler writes in Beitza and Simen Tesvav, as do a variety of other Achronim, that it's not really called Avodah B'Kachim. Avodah B'Kachim is when you use the Kachim for a purpose not connected to its Kiyam HaMitzvah. But if my goal of doing it is in order to fulfill a mitzvah, that was never included. That's not Mugdar Al-Pitin as being Avodah in Kachim. Be that as it may, it's pretty clear, according to many of the Achronim, that if not for the fact that there is a mitzvah to do smicha, we would have thought it should be usher mishum avoda bikachim. For that reason, one could l'oris suggest, and Rashi in Chulin is sensitive to this, the Gemara in Chagiga seems to be sensitive to this, one could have certainly argued that women should not do smicha. Why should women not do smicha? Because once they're not chayiv in doing smicha, that maybe, at least for the Mechaskinach and others, so the Isser, it's called avoda bikachim. It's called avoda bikachim. And therefore, maybe women shouldn't do it. Be as follows. Even though the Gemara says women, the Gemara says women are potter from doing smicha. Can they do it if they want? So one day in the Gemara is no, they can't do it. Why? So maybe it's a chashash, a little bit of Baal Tosef, a chiddush in Baal Tosef, or even Baal Tosef to Rabbanan. Or maybe other options, the chashash would be one of doing avoda, bikachim. Clarity as a whole thus far, one, two, and that it's avoda bikachim are those things that are not considered to be like part of the mitzvah of offering a karban. If it's part of the mitzvah of offering a karban, that was never included at all in the Isser Avodah V'Kachem at all. There is, however, we generally speaking assume that Nashim Tzomkos Rishas. Yes, sir.
I don't understand that for men, we'll say that
they have a chiyav, and therefore the chiyav overrides what would be the Isser. You don't have a chiyav, then the Isser implies. But the chiyav say that, yeah. They have no chiyav, they can't override it. However, the Gemara does say nashim som kos rishos, and many of the Rishonim assume that women, in fact, are allowed to perform the mitzvah of smicha. How can they perform the mitzvah of smicha? Are we not worried about a potential concern of avoda in kachim? Shouldn't we be nervous that if they aren't really obligated, that's called avoda in kachim? How are women allowed to do it? So here we seem to have a machlokes harishonim, which is very intriguing. Tosfos in Chulin and Tosfos in Erevin understand in Hachinami. Even the opinion that says that women can do smicha, this is the way that they read a Gemara in Chagiga, women can't do a full smicha. They can't really go with all their might on top of a karban. It's a doraisa of avoda and kachim. There's no way to override that. But what can they do? So they hold, when we say that nashim somkos rishus, we mean they can like briefly rest their hands on top of the animal. Not to really do avoda with it, but they can sort of do something which is a little bit weaker, it's called v'akfuri yadayu, they'll sort of rest their hands very gently. That happens to be an isser dirabanan with an animal. But because it's only an isser dirabanan, and we want to try to find a way, not for now, for women to be able to do it. So we assume nashim somkos rishus. But the view of Tosfos and Chulin is that even when we allow it in a very sort of minute way. We allow it in a very limited kind of a way that they can do it, but not the real smicha, the oraisa, that would for sure be a problem. The Minchas Chinuch happens to write this. Minchas Chinuch says, anyone that's putter from smicha, they can't really do smicha. So if they do a real full smicha, that's considered to be an iser d'oraisa of avoda in kachim. However, many Rishonim hold, Rashi in Chulin, the Raivin, perhaps Tosfos in some places, many Rishonim hold no. Not only do we not say that it's also friends to do smicha, but the opinion who holds that women are allowed to do smicha holds that women can do a complete smicha. That nashim somkos rishus, and they can actually do a complete smicha with all of their might. How can they do a complete smicha? How is that considered to be okay? Isn't it considered to be avoda in kachim? How are they allowed to do it? So the Ravid, this Rav Elchanan explains in Kiddushin. But the Raivin Torah Kohanim seems to hold as follows. Let's pay attention a little bit. The Gemara taught us that women are not allowed to do smicha. Women are not chayav at smicha. They're putter from doing smicha. What did we mean when we said that nashim are putter from doing smicha? What did we mean? Did we mean that they are removed from the mitzvah of doing smicha, so that if they do it, it becomes like Baal Tosef? Did we mean that women really shouldn't be doing it? Or alternatively, did we mean the following? When we said nashim were putter, we meant something very, very narrow. What we meant was that in Hakinami, women really, if they do smicha, they get the same mitzvah of smicha as anybody else. They're able to do it. They're pater, but if they do it, it's the same mitzvah. It's like a mitzvah kiyumis. Like the Gra and the Chizkuni say, that if you have matzah on days 2 through 7 of Pesach, even though you aren't obligated to, there's no punishment if you don't have matzah, but if you do, you get scarred, kima mitzvah. So too, that's what's happening with women in smicha. They're not chayiv to do it at all. They're not chayiv to do it at all. But if they do it, they're mekayim a mitzvah. Since if they do it, they're mekayim a mitzvah, why isn't there a concern of avoda bekachim? Why isn't there a concern of using the animal? So says, we will punish by the rabbi. The same way that for a man, there should have been an issur of avoda bekachim, but the mitzvah of smicha overrides the issur of avoda bekachim. So too, when a woman does it, since when a woman does it, she really is mekayim a mitzvah. Since when a woman does it, she really does fulfill the mitzvah. Also, for her, that overrides what would have been the isser of doing avodah in kachem. What that means, I want to chazer we're up to so far, so we can go one step, I guess, the related discussions, stupid, we'll try to have a connection, but the following. There's a chiyat to smicha for men with many carbon yachas and a few carbon seaboards, a chiyat to smicha. That chiyat to smicha is either a chiyat incumbent on the bialim, which is not part of the avoda of the animal, or maybe even as part of the avoda of the carbon itself. Maybe somehow it's like part of the shechita, the hektish, somehow it impacts the animal. The Gemara tells us that women are exempt from doing smicha. What if they want to, are they allowed to? So far we point out that there are three shechitas. Shechita number one is one day in the Gemara in Erevin, it's usher for them to do it. We question, is it usher because it looks like a baltosif? Is it usher because of an avoda bekachim kind of an idea? What exactly is going on? Maybe both ideas seem to be true. That's one. Second shita is that when the Gemara says the other day, nashim shom kol kashus, we mean that women can do smicha, but a very sort of like a matun, a very sort of balanced or minor kind of smicha. They can't do the full smicha. That's a avoda bekachim doraisa. But as far as the Rabbanan concern, that we were willing to override for him to do it. That's Tos and Kulin. The third shita, Rashi and Sulin, the Rivid, is that women, when they do smicha, do a full smicha. And that women, when they do it, it's a full kiyum of a mitzvah doraisa of smicha. Oh, they're pater? Yeah, they're pater, so they won't get punished if they don't do it. But if they do it, they get the scar, they get a particular status as a result. That's where our sugya seems to be more or less thus far. Clarity as a whole. 1, 2, and three. What's up? Hashdus. Yes. Hashdus. It's either my focus about whether Kiyum HaMitzvah is enough to be built for something, or whether women, what the status of their Kiyum HaMitzvah would be if they do smicha. Okay. What's fascinating about this machlokes is the following. If you look at the Gemara in Maseches Erevin and look at the Rishonim, this machlokes of Nashim Som Kol Kashus seems to be a machlokes not only about a limited case of smicha, but the Gemara and the Rishonim seem to understand it's actually part of a larger discussion about women fulfilling mitzvahs asei shas man grama. That if I hold Nashim Som Kol that women should not do smicha, what that really means is that women, maybe, should not ideally be fulfilling mitzvahs asei shas man grama the same way. We paskin Nashim Som Kol Rishus. We assume similarly that women are allowed to fulfill all mitzvot aseis and man grama, that they are, I don't know, all. But women can come along, women can fulfill as a whole mitzvot aseis, shazman grama. That's why on Tosfos, on this Gemara of Nashim Som Kol Rishus, Tosfos quotes its famous shita. It's unlike Shita HaRambam that women who fulfill a mitzvah can make a birchas hamitzvah of baruch. They're doing. It fits, by the way, derech agah with some of what we saw. That maybe for some reason, when a woman does do the mitzvah, it really is a full fulfillment of the mitzvah. And even those that say that with smicha of a karban, it should be more limited because of the chashash of avoda bekachim. That's only in a case where there's an isser. But there's no iser, like picking up a lulav. So for sure, women can come along and women can make brachas if they are so inclined. But maybe the idea extends as a precedent. Nashim Sochot Rishos is a precedent that when someone gets excluded from a mitzvah, they really can still fulfill it. And if they do fulfill it, they are mekayim a mitzvah. I want to tie this together. It's a beautiful insight, you'll see, of Rav Eliashiv and really of the Magen Avraham in a sugya relevant to the second parak of Maseches Ksuvos. So I'll try to tie it together. I hope this does. Let's speak about it, but I want to talk about this. I think it's nice to tie things in if we are able to. We so rarely do anything Ksuvosly. We do every morning, but in this spot. So Gemara Shabbos and Kufi Chesim Abayis tells us as follows. Amar Rav Yosi. B'amaylo avarti al divrei chaverai. I never didn't do what my friends told me to do. Yodea ani ba'athei she'eini kohen. I know that I'm not a kohen. Im orim li chaveri al l'duchen ani ola. And if they tell me to go up and duchen, so I go up and I duchen. Konglon Tosfos quoting the Ri. Lo yodari ma iser yesh bezara ol l'duchen. He says, I'm not so sure there's an Isra at all, says the Ri, for non-Kohen to get up and to Duchen. Maybe an Isra of Bracha Levatala if he makes the Bracha of Kohanim, but I'm not sure there's an Isra to go and for non-Kohen to go and to offer and to Duchen. Ask the Darfi Moshe, the Ramah in Arachayim in Simit Kufkaf Dalet, Kufkaf Pes, says the Ramah that's against the Gemara in Second Parak of Ksuvos. The Gemara in Second Parak of Ksuvos is talking about how we know the status of different Kohanim. And the Gemara implies that if a non-Kohen duchens, he violates an Isser Aseh. An Isser Aseh, if you're a non-Kohen, and you get it by the duchen. So wonders the Ramah in Darkei Moshe. I don't get it. How can the Gemara in Shabbos say, name of Yossi, that it was okay to get up and to go duchen? And the Ri says, I don't even know what the Isser would be. Isn't the Gemara in Ksuvos Mefurash that there's an Isser Aseh for a non-Kohen to come along and to Duchen, parentheses. It's a very famous discussion, Parshas Nasos time people speak about, the minhag Friday night of fathers giving brachas to their kids. How is that considered to be okay? Isn't that a violation of the Gemara in Ksuvos, a non-Kohen giving brachas Kohanim? That's the discussion then, the Tor Tmima, the Bach, made the Parsha. Comes along the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, and the Ramah says, how is it okay? How is it okay? So says the Ramah, maybe the Gemara in Ksuvos is referring to a case where you get up and you're the only Kohen up there. Then it's usher for non-Kohen to give a bracha. But if there's a bunch of Kohanim already up there, Rav Yamar's up there, Rav Kohen's up there, and I want to see how long my Bi'ahava can go. So I want to get up there. So I get in there and I'm going to go along with them. Says the Ramah in Darkei Moshe, I'm not sure. Maybe that's what the Gemara meant in Shabbos. There's no Isser. Maybe there isn't an Isser there. And there are Ma even right then Hilchos Birkas Kohanim. He says, Sarach Ian, the Imak Kohanim, Achayim Shari, maybe it's Mutter to go up. Comes along the Magen Avraham and has a beautiful shot. Says the Magen Avraham, I have a different theory. My theory is as follows. The Gemara in Ksuvos says a non-Kohen can't duch it. A non-Kohen can't duch it. Who is the person in Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham, who says that my friends told me to duchen, miyamei lo avarti al dibri chaverai, yodeya ani ba'afish ini kohen, im omrim li chaverai, ala leduchen ani ola. Who is that person? Rav Yosi. What does Rav Yosi hold? Says the Magen Avraham. Nashim sonkos, rishus. What's the pshat, says the Magen Avraham? That Rav Yosi held the following. When there's a chiyuv, when there's a mitzvah, and the Torah posters you, the Torah is pattering you from doing it. But if you nevertheless come and you want to do it, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. You're Mekayim a mitzvah. So since, says the Magen Avraham, and Rav Yossi suffer, Afogav Dipsev, Gaber, El B'nai Yisrael, V'samach, V'lobanos Yisrael, Mikol Mokom, Rishos, L'nashem, Lismo, even though they're potter, they're allowed to do it. So it's the same Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi holds who wants in, even though it says Gaber, El Aharon, that Rav Yossi learned, that means that not Kohanim are not chayav to do it, but if they do, they're allowed to. Meaning, there's two big assumptions in the Magen Avraham. The first assumption in the Magen Avraham is the one that matters less for us. The first assumption in the Magen Avraham is that the same Rav Yossi holds that when women are exempt from a mitzvah, and they do it to complete fulfillment, would say the same thing about when a czar is putter for Birkas Kohanim, that if they come along and they do it, they totally are able to if they want to. Rav Eliashiv in the Ha'aretz of Chulin points out that there is a second assumption of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham assumes the following. Magen Avraham assumes the following. When we say Nashim Tzom Kos Rishus, Magen Avraham assumes like Rashi and the Raifet. Nashim Tzom Kos Rishus, that all there is a Diktor. But even though all there is a Diktor, if you want to come along and you go do it, it's a full and complete fulfillment of that mitzvah. If you come along and you do it, it is a full and complete fulfillment of that mitzvah. That's what he assumes. And therefore, just like when women come along and women do the mitzvah, it's a full, complete fulfillment. So too, Kohan, Zarim, Azar, even if he's putter, he comes along and he does it, it is a complete fulfillment of the mitzvah entirely. But says Eliashiv as follows. The divrei ha-magen Avram as yishapel le-peirish Rashi, dehutter le-isha lismoch av b'chol kocha. Ach le-da'as tosfos, dehutter rak iser derabanan lo as yishapir. It says, kapayim lezaru iser doraisa. Says Eliashiv as follows. Please pay attention. Pashtas, there's an Isser, I would think, for non-Kohen to Duchen. At the Gemara Ksuvah, an Isser for non-Kohen to Duchen. Just like I would think, there's an Isser to do Avodah B'Kadshah. Man da Amar, it's a very subtle point, please pay attention. Nashim Tzom Kos Rishus. If you learn like the Ravid, what would the Ravid Yisod? That even though women are Kadshah, their Kiyum HaMitzvah of Smicha overpowers the Isser of Avodah B'Kadshah. So too, what does the Magen Avraham say? That even though there is an Isser Asay for a non-Kohen to get a Meduchen, if he's doing it as part of a fulfillment of a mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim, that can overpower the Isser of Azar Duchening. But, says Rav Eliashiv, If I hold like Tosfos in Kulin, so even though Nashim can do Smicha, they can never overpower an Isser Doraisa. They can't do Smicha B'chol Toko. They can't do a full Smicha. They can only do a small one. Because when a woman fulfills a mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah, that mitzvah can't overpower an Isser Doraisa. Since a Zar Duchenik is an Isser Asay, an Isser Doraisa, Tosfos would say there's no way a non-Kohen can ever do it. Because, again, it's affecting the clock. Because even when a non-Kohen does it, even if he fulfills a mitzvah, it's not enough to overpower an Isser. Overpower an Isser d'oraisa. Meaning, what Rashi points out is as follows. We know that women are putter from doing smicha on an animal. We know that one day in the Gemara is that women is usher from to speak on an animal. They can't do it. But what about the day who hold that they're allowed to do smicha? There seems to be a machlokes harishonim. If we hold that women are allowed to do smicha, is the pshat, shouldn't it be usher to do avoda b'kachim? Is then isher d'oraisa? So some rishonim say, Even though doing smicha is an iser doraisa, when a woman fulfills a mitzvah that she's putter from, that can overpower the iser doraisa. So since she's fulfilling the mitzvah of smicha, even though she's putter from, she's mekayim a mitzvah, that can overpower the iser doraisa of avoda b'kachim. Says the Magen Avraham, who adin with a non-kohen. With a non-Kohen, what's going on here? You have a non-Kohen. Who's putter from doing? He's putter from duchening. If he's duchen, there's an iser d'oraisa in duchen. But says the Magen Avraham, man da amar nasim son bos b'shus hold, that if he nevertheless is the kayim it, that kiyam ha-mitzvah can push away a d'oraisa. So even though there should have been an iser for non-Kohen to duchen, if he does duchen, he's the kind of a mitzvah, and he can push it away. That was the Yossi's svara. However, points Rav Eliashiv,
according to Tobas and Kulman, that's not true. There's a whole group of Rishonim that hold that Nashim, even though they can do smicha, and even though they're a kind of mitzvah, their mitzvah is not powerful enough to push away Isser Doraisa. It can't push away Isser Doraisa. Meaning if the Torah ponders you for something and you go fulfill it, your fulfillment is not chashuv enough, it could be dochan Isser Doraisa. You can do a light avodah, but not a real avodah kachim. So two says, Yashiv, if you're pater from dochaning, even if you would hold it, Yossi would say, but if a czar dochans, he still gets a kiyum on mitzvah. Just like if a woman picks up a dalmihim, he still gets a kiyum on mitzvah. That kiyum on mitzvah is not powerful enough to be dochah, an iser of a non-kohen to dochan. It's not powerful enough. Be that as it may, our time, I think, is pretty much up. The Gemara tells us when we can't just mitzvah. The Gemara tells us that. One day, it's usher for the smicha. Second day, it's mutter, but she has to do a lighter kind of smicha. Tosos. Third day, Rashi and the Ravid, that a woman is allowed to do smicha. I can do a full smicha. And if she does, she fulfills a full mitzvah. Many of you are speaking about this is indicative of, you might have to say, larger questions like, in general, manda, amar, tasum, sumpot, reshut, hold, so too, women can fulfill mitzvah is my grandma as much as they want, and Tosfos to even make a bracha on it. The Magen Avraham, we quoted, has an extension of this idea. The same way that a woman gives you smicha and a false smicha, even though she's potter and there's a chashash iser doraisa, so to Rabbi Yossi thought of not going to dutin, and even though he's potter, his kiyum on mitzvah could push aside iser doraisa. As we've shown him, we're more hesitant of that.